In high school, did you kind of know what you wanted to do in life, or was it too
Well,
early yet?
my goal, everybody's got a goal. And we worked at the ranch, all of us, myself, Nick, Helen, Stan, everybody worked at the ranch every summer. We always lived in town, we always worked at the ranch. I love the ranching business and the cattle business. And I always thought if I could just own a section of ground and have 100 head of Hereford cows, that would be the greatest thing I could possibly have. So, we've been able to accomplish that. And
So that was your goal even in high
yeah.
school.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So then you went on to college.
Yeah.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school at Oklahoma A&M, which is now Oklahoma State University. Majored in animal science. In 1950, when the 45th Division was activated, I was on a trip with a friend of mine in Europe. Fred Chapman, a friend of mine, and his folks took a trip every year someplace. When I got back in August, the 45th Division was activated, and I was in the National Guard at the time. And we were shipped off to Camp Polk, Louisiana for about 6 or 8 months. And then we got on a ship at New Orleans and went through the Panama Canal and went up to Frisco and picked up some colored troops. And there's 5,000 of us on the USS Gaffney. It took us 30 days from New Orleans to Otaru, Japan. We were in Japan for about 9 months training. One result is that I knew how to type. So one morning at Camp Polk, Louisiana, they said I was in the reconnaissance company at the time, and I was a cannoneer. I wasn't a guy that was shooting the cannon. I was a guy loading the cannon in a tank. They said, "Who can type?" And two of us held up our hands and said, "Come with us." The 45th Division had 12,000 Oklahomans in it. Division strength is 22,000. So we had 10,000 people to bring in the division. And they took us up there because we knew how to type. Taught us then to give the various MOS, as they call it, which is your skill, to these incoming troops. And there were 10,000 of them. And I later, because I knew how to type, got transferred then to the division headquarters, was in the morning report section. And then when we went overseas and it got ready to go to Korea, well, they put me in charge of all the casualty reporting for the 45th Division. And that was my job in Korea. And during that period of time, Sergeant McDonald and a group of us did a standard operating procedure on reporting casualties. And I understand they still use it today.